Hello and welcome to the podcast for the November issue of The Lancet Oncology. My name is Marcia and today we have with us Dr. Robert Ayad of the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics and the Helen Diller Family Comprehensive Cancer Center of the University of California, San Francisco. He is here to speak to us about his review on cancer and climate change, which was also written by Dr. Naomi Beiler from the Institute for Global Health Sciences. Dr. Ayad, thank you very much for agreeing to speak to us today. So the effects of climate change on health have been widely discussed. Your review, though, focuses particularly on cancer. Why is it so important?
Well, greetings, everybody, and thank you for the opportunity to do this podcast. That's an important question that I think has motivated this whole review. There has been a lot of work on the effects of climate change on health. And we know from a lot of studies and observations that climate change is limiting access to safe and nutritional food. And we also know that it's having an impact on infectious diseases. And this is coming from the effects of climate change on temperatures, high temperatures, poor air quality, wildfires that are causing respiratory problems and cardiovascular disease exacerbations. And rising temperatures and changing rainfall patterns are also affecting vector-borne diseases like dengue. And also that there's some change in the strength of fisheries and other declining agriculture around the world, and water scarcity, drought, and poor water quality are increasing the risk of waterborne diseases. So yes, there's a lot of effects on health that we're increasingly understanding. Now, the impact on chronic disease, including cancer, has received less attention. And this is likely because of the time frame of these chronic diseases versus acute problems. So a lot more has been focused on what's happening now and in the immediate future rather than the longer term consequences. But changes in cancer incidence, morbidity, mortality are one of the longer term consequences that we need to consider. And our review is intended to educate the cancer community about the impact of climate change on what global trends indicate will become the leading cause of death and principal barrier to increased life expectancy in the 21st century. So cancer is tremendously important for all sorts of reasons, and we think there may be long-term consequences from climate change.
And what are the main mechanisms through which climate change is likely to affect cancer control?
There are several. The most clearly studied are around air pollution and lung cancer. So as this audience knows, the primary cause of cancer mortality worldwide is lung cancer. Counts for about 2.2 million cases and 1.9 deaths in 2017, the last time we had good quality data. Particulate air pollution is a major contributor to lung cancer. And this type of pollution has risen about 20% in the last three decades. So the carcinogenic elements in air pollution are particulate matter, ozone, and nitrogen and sulfur oxides, polyaromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs, which IARC has designated as carcinogens, are bound to particulate matter 2.5 and reach into the depths of the lungs where they have caused lung cancer. So that's one mechanism that we're really concerned about because of increasing air pollution. The other second cause is ultraviolet radiation, which is responsible for basal and squamous cell skin cancers. There have been about 7.7 million cases and 65,000 deaths since 1990. Much of this is due to climate change and rising temperatures leading to people getting exposed to ultraviolet radiation more commonly. Melanoma, which is a fatal skin cancer, had about 230,000 incident cases and 55,000 deaths in 2012. And it too is reactive to increasing amounts of ultraviolet radiation. So it's a little it's important to understand that the reason why ultraviolet radiation is important is because of human behaviors seeking relief from high temperatures and going to the sun. So it depends upon how human behavior works out to see where that's going to go. But that is the mechanism. I'll just mention two others. So nutrition and food supply, we know that healthy diets protect against colorectal cancer and breast cancer, and that food production is going to be affected by rising temperatures, extreme weather events like hurricanes and typhoons, and increasing ground level ozone, which can affect the health of pollinators like honeybees, and also sea level rise. So all these things are going to affect the ability of the world to maintain high food production, quality food production. And this in turn is likely to have some effects on diet-related cancers. Finally, I'll mention environmental chemical exposures. So there are increasing amounts of data linking environmental chemicals to cancer and the likelihood of climate change increasing the amount of pollution from chemical sources is also one of the major things we'll have to watch. So these are all biologic mechanisms, but there are also other mechanisms that have to do with the health of the medical system. So we can talk about that if you'd like to mention that too.
Yeah, I think that's really important because obviously you mentioned several mechanisms, but how can these exacerbated effects actually impact the country's health systems and society as a whole?
Right. Well, this is maybe the main effect of climate change on cancer, we believe. Your audience well knows the complexity of the cancer control systems across the globe. We depend upon the complex system of prevention and early detection, diagnosis, treatment, long care, follow-up. And this requires coordination between multiple research disciplines and oncologic subspecialties. So this coordination is susceptible to disruption from extreme weather events, which will cause death and injury and displacement and really disruption of the healthcare systems. You can imagine healthcare sourcing of materials, imaging requirements, communication. The systems of cancer care that we have developed over the last many decades could be strongly affected by climate change. I'll just say that the observations that we've all made in the last several months about the impact of COVID and SARS-CoV-2 infection is an illustration of what a global tragic event can do to cancer care. So even though the focus of the COVID epidemic has been on that infection, it has caused people to turn their attention away from regular cancer maintenance, early detection practices, screening. And it's also made it more difficult to find the resources, physicians, healthcare workers, and space to care for other diseases. So that kind of disruption we're observing right now, and it's likely that the large-scale climate change events will cause similar disruption.
So in your perspective, what are some of the strategies moving forward to mitigate the impact of climate change on cancer control?
Yeah, I think that's maybe the important question. And in our review, we dealt with three areas. One is the important area of policy change in energy, agriculture, and transportation and healthcare that can all affect cancer care. We have been doing a pretty good job in cancer control in some countries of the world, like the UK and Australia and the United States have shown decreases in cancer mortality. So we know where some of that has come from. It's been through policy change for tobacco and other drivers of cancer at the social determinants level. The adoption of the Paris Agreements was a major move forward that, if re-adopted by the United States and other major countries in the world, can make a big difference in the use of fossil fuels and a lot of the drivers that I've just mentioned. The second area is mitigation of exposure to air pollution and ultraviolet light and protections against air pollution in the sun, which we know how to explain to people. And I think the role of the physician in the healthcare system in advising the populace about the dangers of increasing air pollution and ultraviolet light and food sources is another area for activities. And then finally, going back to my point about the COVID epidemic, I think we need to strengthen our health systems, anticipating the disruption that's likely to occur over time with climate change. So it's a major challenge for us to anticipate what's going to happen with competition from other strong needs across the many societal sectors.
Well, thank you very much. I think this is certainly a very important and timely topic. I would also like to thank our listeners, and this review can now be found online at lancetoncology.com and in our November issue. Thank you.